How to Lose Weight and Get Healthier Without Quitting on the Foods You Love, an article by the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. As you know, if you read the articles on our site, we believe that a consistent and conscientious diet, low in sugars and empty carbs, is the most effective way to lose weight quickly. Of course, there are multiple strategies for weight loss that can be effective, dependent upon the way that you live your life, the things you enjoy, and your resolve. Many people struggle with a diet that revolves purely around caloric restriction and always eating healthy 100% of the time. Other people simply enjoy the foods they like in moderation. A lot of people think that dieting means giving up the delicious, albeit unhealthy, foods that we so often enjoy. This means no beer, no French fries, no cream sauces, no candy. Nothing fun ever. The problem with a diet which is devoid of these sorts of guilty pleasures is that for many people, the lure of these foods becomes impossible to ignore, and an unhealthy obsession develops which revolves around intense cravings. Many dieters simply aren't capable of ignoring these cravings, and give in and give up on their diet in shame. Many weight loss experts agree that it is possible to have a sensible diet, while also making room to give in to these cravings in a responsible and manageable way. One professional, Dr. David Grotto, even suggests that avoiding guilty pleasure foods is a bad idea, which can do more harm than good. Dr. Grotto believes in a dietary plan known as structured cheating. This type of diet revolves around eating a healthy diet, most of the time. The most important thing in keeping a healthy diet is keeping control of your diet and understanding your habits and how to limit their negative impact on your health and your diet. The key is to recognize that many of the foods that you love are unhealthy, and treating them with the necessary caution. You must control your diet. You can't let food control you, even if it means indulging yourself responsibly from time to time. Another doctor, Carolyn O'Neill, feels the same way. She feels that indulging responsibly is the key to a healthy diet and a healthy way of living. She explains that anyone can engage in a difficult diet for a little while, but the problem with highly restrictive diets is that temptation eventually becomes too great, and all people but those with strong constitution will likely fail and give in, splurging heavily on foods that they've been avoiding and quickly reversing the gains they've worked so hard to achieve. The logical way to prevent this form of overindulgence is to recognize that in order to diet effectively, it may be necessary to cheat from time to time in a way that does not wreck your diet altogether. The key to all of this is control and self-realization. You understand that your brain is going to drive you to certain foods, and you recognize that you can enjoy these foods safely without ruining your diet. For example, if you love cookies, always pay attention to the number of calories in a serving and limit yourself in a sensible way. The more you understand about yourself and the foods that you enjoy, the greater control you will have over your diet and the more success you will likely experience. 12 ways to manage your diet through cheating. 1. Understand that foods that tempt you and accept your desire. Especially in the early months of your new lifestyle, your cravings for the unhealthy foods that you enjoy will only increase the longer that you deny yourself the pleasure. By recognizing the foods that trigger you to potentially overeat, you can take steps to mitigate the risk that these foods pose to your diet. 2. Eat foods that are filling. Another way to increase the success of your diet and reduce your desire for foods that will hinder you in the long run is to eat foods that will fill up your stomach while not contributing too heavily to your daily calories. The nutrients that achieve this goal most effectively with the lowest contribution to your caloric count are fiber and protein. Some examples of foods that can fill you up quickly are seafood, lean meats, salads, soups made from broth, vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and eggs. Even low-fat milk and dairy products can be good choices. If you fill yourself up with these foods, you will limit your feelings of hunger and desire for foods which are unhealthy for you. Another way to control your diet and your cravings is to pack healthy snacks with you that will quell your hunger with a low-calorie snack before it revs up into a full-blown craving. 3. Instead of going for diet forms of the foods that you love, which can be just as unhealthy as the regular foods, choose foods which fulfill your cravings with big flavor rather than big calories. For example, if salty foods are your favorite snacks, consider taking some kosher salt or sea salt and sprinkling it over a delicious and ripe tomato. This way, you satisfy your desire for salt without turning to carbs or sugars, and you add a nutritious, low-calorie snack to your day. It will taste fantastic,
and you'll quench your desire even more effectively than you would with a handful of peanuts or a pack of crackers. 4. Stimulate all your senses when you eat. This applies to healthy meals as well as dietary indulgences. You'll eat healthier if you ensure that all of your senses are fulfilled in a meal, even sight. When you make a meal, garnish it colorfully and arrange it in a way which pleases your vision. Also eat the meal slowly so that you can savor the taste, smell, and sound of every bite. Take time to dwell on your meal. Don't just gulp it down. Your brain desires satiation just as much as your stomach, and when you eat slowly and purposefully, you really let your brain in on the fun. Many people overeat because they simply don't make the time to enjoy their meals. 5. Always plan your meals. For example, if you are the type of person that absolutely loves desserts, don't eat a full and dense meal, then decide you can't leave the restaurant without dessert. Come to the restaurant knowing that you will be getting dessert, and ask for dessert menu, even before you order your entree. Knowing that you are going to get dessert allows you to plan your calorie consumption around the entire meal, rather than giving in and tackling more calories on in the last minute. Planning your entire meal conscientiously will allow you to eat a smarter and healthier meal to compensate for the splurge of the last course. 6. If it doesn't fit your diet, eat only what you love. If you are going to cheat, don't just stick your hand in a bag of greasy potato chips. Choose something that sates your craving in the best way possible. Don't eat something unhealthy haphazardly just because you're hit with a craving. Choose something that will truly make you appreciate your snack. For example, instead of buying a box of donuts to tempt you all week, go out for a small piece of that pecan pie that you love and take the time to savor and appreciate it. 7. If you want it so bad, bake it yourself. If you want to splurge, take the time to make what you want on your own time. This way, you can make it in the healthiest way possible, as well as appreciate the work that put into making the food that you love so much. If you like to eat blueberry muffins for breakfast each morning with your coffee, take the time during the weekend to cook up a week's worth of breakfast. Don't just throw in muffin mix. Make it yourself with whole oats, fresh blueberries, and whole wheat. This way, you get a higher density of nutrients, and you'll fill yourself up more effectively. If you love pizza, don't call the local pizza place and sit on the couch for an hour. Learn how to make it yourself. Pizza, in particular, is a food that is exactly as healthy or unhealthy as you make it. If you make it yourself, you can be sensible with toppings like cheese and tomato sauce and splurge on the foods that can make it a truly healthy meal, such as cherry tomatoes, spinach, grilled chicken, and artichokes. You can even make foods that sound indulgent to their core, such as cheesecake, and take steps to make them more sensible. For example, you can add less sugar to your personal batch, or you can substitute eggs and heavy cream for egg substitute and light cream cheese. You can even forgo the thick crust entirely for a modest base of cookie crumbs or broken up graham cracker. You can also add low-calorie additions to your dessert, which add a real zing, including lemon zest. 8. Eat in specially designated zones. How often do you find yourself zoned out at your office or on your living room couch eating far more than you intended to, mindlessly, just because it was there? You eat hundreds of calories and then 30 minutes later, you barely even remembered stuffing your face with cookies. One big problem with the way that Americans eat is that most Americans don't really give food the respect it deserves. We are also so obsessed with maintaining productivity that we have a tendency to eat as an afterthought. By only eating in particular designated zones, you force your brain to think about the foods that you eat, whether you choose to savor them or simply entertain the importance of a healthy diet. In keeping with this theory, don't eat in the kitchen. Eating in the room you keep all your food in is just asking for trouble, because there is nothing stopping you from preparing seconds or moving straight on to the freezer to fix some fatty ice cream as dessert. 9. Portion control is central to indulgence. You have to understand that you can eat things that you truly enjoy, even if they aren't exactly healthy for you. You just have to eat them in small, sensible portions. If you eat smart, there's absolutely no food that should be considered off-limits to you as long as you remain cognizant of the importance of calorie control. Even dense foods like ice cream can be perfectly okay as long as you limit yourself to a small bowl and don't eat it too often. You can choose small portions which provide maximum flavor for the smallest bite. If you love chocolate, don't buy a milk chocolate candy bar every day. Buy some exquisite dark chocolate and keep it in the freezer. When you have a craving, open the freezer and grab a couple of bites, to consume slowly and deliberately, to enjoy the escape responsibly. 10. Make compromises when necessary. If there are certain things that you absolutely love or can't live without, meet your cravings halfway in order to create a balance where your overindulgence isn't exactly healthy, but it isn't game-breaking either. Take sweet tea, for example. This staple southern drink is packed with calories the way that it is popularly brewed and consumed. Rather than dump sugar into every glass of tea that you drink, start cutting unsweet tea with sweet tea in order to satiate your craving while also limiting your calories. Also think about carrying an artificial sweetener with you, such as stevia. Be very careful with these sweeteners, however, because most popular substitutes actually stimulate hunger, which can make dieting more difficult. Stevia is one of the few unique brands of artificial sweetener which sate your desire for hunger without unwanted side effects. In terms of food, think about ways that you can minimize the unhealthy portion of your meal while emphasizing the healthy part of your meal. If you love pizza, make yourself a thin crust pizza instead of ordering a hand-tossed pizza out. You can add healthy toppings to your pizza while not consuming too many unhealthy calories from thick bread crust. Compromise puts you in control of your vices in a powerful way that will go a long way to helping you lose weight successfully. 11. Make changes incrementally. Don't try to drastically change your diet over the course of a single day or week. Alter your diet a step or two at a time, getting your body acclimated to the changes that you are making. So much of eating doesn't have to do with hunger, but habit. Your brain will start to rebel if you change too quickly, demanding that you go back to your old reliable schedule, which just happened to involve overeating. Also implement small changes to your daily habits to both encourage a more sensible diet and encourage increased metabolism. If you choose to indulge in a piece of chocolate cake occasionally, go for a walk around the neighborhood afterwards. If you like to eat a burger for lunch twice a week, think about just buying the burger and cutting down the fries. Or keep the French fries and overindulge only once a week. There are a lot of little commitments that you can make which will eventually add up to consistent weight loss gains. 12. Don't give up just because you slipped up. It is nearly impossible to diet perfectly. Accept your infallibility and recognize that you will screw up from time to time and splurge irresponsibly. Simply take it on the chin and stay true to your long-term goals of sensible weight loss. So many people diet for a little while, overindulge for one meal or one day, and think everything is ruined. Either that or they lose all composure and go back to overeating and eating unhealthy foods. Rather than give up, simply recognize the mistake that you made and try to get some meaning out of it. What made you backstep? What made you overeat? Understanding why you do the things you do is incredibly important to a healthy and successful diet. By taking these conscientious steps, we are confident that you will find the inner composure to lose the weight and keep it off. Thank you for tuning in to this article about losing weight. This has been a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV, and we encourage you to visit our website for more health and wellness information, as well as information about hormone replacement therapy. Thank you very much.